When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Lung cancer is the deadliest cancer in Ireland, with an estimated 1,900 deaths per annum. It's the second most common cancer in Ireland for women. Now, while many associate this type of cancer with smokers, one in five of people diagnosed have never smoked in their lives. And one of those people is Susan Leatham, who was diagnosed in 2021. And she joins me, along with Helen Forrestal, Director of Nursing Services at the Marie Keating Foundation. Good morning to you both, and
morning.
Welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank
now,
you.
Perhaps, Susan, you can tell us your story about, first of all, how you realised something might be wrong.
Might be wrong. If I may first, Pat, convey my condolences to Bronwyn Carpenter's family, a woman in her early 30s with no smoking history, who passed away last month. And she was a passionate advocate for lung cancer awareness. And I want to send my sincere and the Irish lung cancer community our sincere condolences to her, all her family and friends.
Okay. It shows it can affect people at quite a young age.
Quite a young age, yes.
And we'll talk to Helen in a moment about that. But your own story, when were you diagnosed?
Well, I was diagnosed initially in September 2021. My symptoms prior to that, I had unexplained symptoms. I had joint pain, I had bone pain, I had unnatural fatigue. I was working at the time, and I remember saying many a time I'd say to my colleague in work, I put my head down on this desk and fall asleep. I did put it down to my age. I was 64 at the time. I felt a lot of things you can say to yourself, oh, it's my age, I've got an ache here. I had went to the doctor on two occasions. And on the second time I went back, I insisted something is wrong. Something's not right. Thankfully, he sent me to a rheumatologist who then one of the tests that she did, she requested was that I would get a CT scan. And it was there it was found I had a 2.2 centimeter tumor on the outside in the lung, but touching the chest wall.
This was the last thing you expected, I presume.
I had no idea. I think everybody that is diagnosed with lung cancer, you come out and you're in a daze, and it takes a long, long time. It takes a long time just to absorb.
Now, you'd be asking yourself, how did I get this? You weren't a smoker.
Well, I was years and years ago.
And did you put it down to that historic smoking?
Well, I was told, I was a patient of St. Vincent's Hospital there down the road, and I was told that the type of cancer I had, they do biomarking on the tumour, which is to get a genetic cause of the tumour. And my mutation was RET fusion, which is only 1-2% of all lung cancers, and generally in non-smokers.
So you couldn't put it down to your historic smoking.
So I don't think we can 100% put it down to that.
Now, what was the treatment?
My treatment initially was I had a lobectomy, which consisted of a third of my right lower lung removed. 6 weeks later, it was followed by 6 weeks of chemotherapy, or four rounds of chemotherapy. When you have a lung cancer diagnosis, you generally, after your treatment, you are monitored. And in my case, and in most people's cases, it's generally every 6 months. And you're monitored by a low-dose CT scan. Mm-hmm. And I went back to work. I would say it was in my 3 years later, on my six-monthly monitoring CT scan, something showed up in the chest.
When you went back to work, did you feel...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're great.
I felt fine.
Okay.
But I would say any of my symptoms, a lot of my symptoms that I had went away. So it wasn't down to age. It was down to the lung cancer, you know.
Now, when they found this other suspicious object on your chest,
yes.
You feared, I presume, that it was back.
Well, I did ask. I said, is it possible? And they said yes. And it was in a lymph node in the middle of the chest. The treatment then consisted of seven chemotherapies and 30 radiotherapy treatments over a 6-week period. It was quite intense, but you do what you have to do. When you have lung cancer, you fight the fight.
Sure.
And you never give up hope. After the chemotherapy and the radiotherapy, at that time, then it's diagnosed at stage 3. I then was, my treatment, I'm out treatment at present. I am on immunotherapy treatment. It's a year's treatment. I've completed next month. I am very, very lucky that I don't have many side effects. A lot of people with immunotherapy can have side effects. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those people. I feel fine, apart from being quite fatigued with this immunotherapy.
And so this will complete in a short time and then they just keep an eye on you?
They'll keep an eye on it. Again, we will go back to, I'm assuming, we will go back to the 6-monthly CT scans to see if it has progressed. There was always a likelihood in my case because the location of the initial tumour was touching on the chest wall, the lining of the lungs, and that there was always a possibility it could return.
How novel is the immunotherapy? I mean, how new is that?
Immunotherapy is different from chemotherapy. Chemotherapy, when you have chemotherapy, it kills your
everything.
Good cells,
yeah.
and your bad cancer cells. With immunotherapy, you're pushing your immune system to recognize cancer cells and combat them, your immune system itself. It can come with severe side effects, I've been told. But when you're faced with a diagnosis of you can have colitis, you can have underactive thyroid, this is maybe what you will be left with. Well, I can live with that. That can be treatable as opposed to...
The alternative.
The alternative, exactly.
All right, so you're feeling good at the moment.
I'm feeling very good, yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm a strong advocate for lung cancer and strong advocate for people to get recognized early, because the chances of treatments working better is if lung cancer can be caught early.
Well, with us also is Helen Forrestal, Director of Nursing Services at the Marie Keating Foundation. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
This is Marie Keating Foundation's current campaign for this year, Focus on Lung Cancer.
Yeah, so we've been running a campaign on lung cancer for the last number of years called The Big Checkup. And the first campaign was a big storyboard, and it would reveal the symptoms of lung cancer if somebody coughed around it. So it was quite a unique, fun kind of experience for people. And then we did the AOR filter, knowing lung cancer, on Snapchat last year. So this, I love this campaign. I think it's called the Breathless Collection. It really depicts, so there's wearables made, sorry, go back a step. There's wearables made like a ghillie, a scarf, a tote bag, shoes that people would put on them every day.
Now, I tried on the gilet and it wasn't quite my size, but I can understand what you're doing. It's very heavy. It's it's lead lined.
Yeah.
So the idea is it will mimic the kind of weight of the world you feel on your shoulders, the the lethargy, the heaviness of of movement and so on.
Yeah.
Then you handed me a coffee cup, which I nearly dropped.
Yeah.
It's like solid lead. And that's how it would feel to someone. Yeah. As they tried to lift even an ordinary coffee cup, it seems like it's just too much effort.
Yeah, so like it's like the weight of the world on your shoulders, and it causes breathlessness. It causes, like, the gilet would kind of cause constriction where, you know, people can't expand their lungs properly or breathe properly, so they become breathless. Then with that comes fatigue, which, you know, is kind of a vague symptom for many, many different kinds of cancers and for many, many different illnesses. So people don't often kind of relate fatigue or tiredness, chronic tiredness with lung cancer. And then the shoulder pain or the ache in the chest or shoulder is another sign that people might not associate with lung cancer itself. And then the cough. You talked earlier with Susan about, like, smoking. 85% of people who smoke will unfortunately be diagnosed with lung cancer, but like 15% won't. You know, 15% of people who haven't smoked.
But isn't that the problem? When someone is diagnosed with lung cancer, people immediately assume, oh, they're a smoker. I don't smoke. I can't get it.
Yeah.
That's not true.
And that's not the case, and that's not true. But I suppose there's one other symptom there I was going to talk about. If you're a smoker and you have a smoker's cough, you need to be able to identify whether that cough has changed in any way for you. But if you're a non-smoker and you develop a persistent cough that isn't going away and it's lingering for 3 weeks, then it's really important to go to your GP and ask for, you know, some medical attention.
One of the extraordinary things, if you meet a smoker who's been diagnosed with lung cancer, they generally give up smoking fairly quickly.
Yeah, they you can know, that, do.
Some don't. Some it's too late for them, perhaps, and they might as well smoke their last, as it were.
I think though, we did a study, you know, back in 2023, and like it was quite a harsh, I suppose, finding in a way that, like, you know, people who smoke often feel really guilty about the fact that they smoke, that they bring this lung cancer on themselves. And we would like to kind of change that stigma to some degree, because smoking and nicotine is an addiction, and it really is hard for people to stop it, particularly if it's a lifelong kind of behavior. You know, if somebody stops smoking for 28 days, for instance, the likelihood is that they will tend to give up. It's like any habit.
So this campaign, obviously, we're talking to Susan on radio here, is important to get the messages across, which we've done. How will your accessories, shall we say, how will people get a hold of those or try them on?
Well, we did a photo shoot last week in Dublin, and the public themselves wore them, so it gives people a real feel for, like, the symptoms themselves. We will have them on our mobile unit as well. So if somebody wants to go to our website, rickeating.ie, they can look to see where our mobile outreach unit is, and hopefully we'll have them there and they can experience the effects of those wearables.
Now, there are some good news stories, and one is, of course, the immunotherapies, which is a good story. And whenever we have John Crown in, he talks about the ongoing developments in cancer research, and particularly for lung cancer, which used to be very bad news indeed, and is now not so bad news. But the main thing is try to get it early.
Catch it early. Go to your doctor. Don't be afraid. And probably, I suppose, like, a strong message really from the Marie Keating Foundation would be, please don't feel guilty. Go early. Early diagnosis saves lives, and treatment options can be far more beneficial.
Do you think that people who smoke and who might have what they call a smoker's cough are reluctant, almost afraid to go to the doctor?
I do.
Just in case they get bad news?
Yeah. There is that kind of, I suppose, head in the sand attitude sometimes, that there is they're terrified and as well have brought it on themselves because they smoke.
And Susan, you are nodding your head. You want to say...
I do believe this stigma has other massive consequences, such as underfunding in lung cancer research, a lack of awareness of the symptoms, which is frightening as it can kill more people than breast, prostate and colon combined. It's the biggest killer. And if the stigma, I do believe that the stigma is that people they're nearly reluctant to say they're smoke. They have smoked because it's like that there's less empathy for you. It's like, well, it's a bit of attitude, well, you brought it on yourself. There's no other cancer that has this such a negative stigma, and it kills more people than, like I say, those three major cancers that I've mentioned, you know.
And there may be exposure to things that people are not even aware of, like radon gas, for example.
Painters, you know, pollution, cadmium, like, our world is very different. Like
asbestos, all of these things.
Yes.
So you never know.
Anybody
with lungs can get lung cancer.
Yeah.
That's my motto.
And that's a very good mantra, I think, for the campaign. Yeah. Anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. Susan Leatham, who was diagnosed with lung cancer in 2021 and is thriving now on the immunotherapy, and Helen Forrestal, Director of Nursing Services at the Marie Keating Foundation. Thank you both very much for joining
us. Thank you, Pat.
We'll take a break.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11/19. Selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.